Welcome back now here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN as we talk winter sports here for the Atlantic Trojans. And we're now speaking with Atlantic Cam head wrestling coach Tim Duff. He's had a busy week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Chris. You know, it's just been a fun few weeks for us. The wrestling program, the kids, the coaches, coaching staff, you know, they've been working real hard and, you know, winning the Hawkeye 10 conference into winning sectionals, won a regional duel down at Creston, won two duels down there, beat Creston to qualify for state duels, and state district, you know, or district qualifiers for the state tournament today in Glenwood. So been a fun few weeks, you know, and hopefully we can keep that energy and that excitement, you know, as we move forward.
Yeah, I know you were looking for the possibility of seeing some real positive results here with that sectional meet and then moving on into the regional dual team competition. I think when we talked at the beginning of the season, you knew that this team had the potential to be a very good team, and that certainly has panned out for you here late in the season. I guess maybe what have been some of the factors that you think have led to being able to have that success?
Yeah, you know, I just think kids have, you know, been consistent. That's what it's all about. You know, come in and work hard every day and improve every day. And you know, they've, you know, taken ownership. The, you know, our leaders, they've really stepped up and done a good job. We've had some, you know, kids, you know, that have, you know, I guess just been great leaders. They've been good examples for the younger kids, and our younger kids have been competing hard. And all in all, I just think, you know, everybody's made strides and everybody's improved. And as a coach and a coaching staff, that's all you can ask is that the kids come in, you know, they're consistent in their effort and their attitude, and they work hard. And if you do that, good things are going to happen. I think this team's a great example of that. You know, we don't have a ton of kids with, you know, elite, you know, resumes. They're kids that are blue-collar kids. They got to come in, they grind it out, they work. And, you know, it's been a fun group to watch them grow, and they continue to grow. And so hopefully they keep that same attitude and mindset as we move forward here in the last 10 days of the season. Or I think we're, you know, we're less than that. We're at 7 days. So hopefully we see those kids continue, see our kids continue to compete and keep that attitude where they're hungry and they're really trying to advance and be aggressive.
Yeah, it sounded like it was a great atmosphere down there in Creston there at the regional team duels, and you now earn that opportunity to go to the state team duels. And, you know, I think that's always kind of a unique event, especially, you know, for some of those kids that may not get the opportunity to wrestle on the individual side there at state. They still get to go experience, you know, something like that. And as a team, I guess your thoughts on how the team, you know, has come together and how they feel about that kind of opportunity.
Yeah, you know, Chris, you know, first, just me personally, you know, we really stress the kids the importance of duels. We think, you know, that dual aspect of wrestling, you know, that's a major part of our program and our culture. You know, we want to put 14 kids on the mat that'll go out and fight and compete. You know, they might not win every match, but we want to have 14 kids that'll go out and battle. And, you know, when the duel's done, you know, we want the other team and the other individuals on the other team to say, man, we hope we don't run into Atlantic Cam again. And I think that's been our kids' attitude, and that's what you've seen us close the gap. You know, Creston beat us early in the season by over 25 points, and to turn around and go down there and beat them in the regional duels, you know, and it was a nail-biter all the way right to the end. And, you know, out of 14 matches, we won 9 and lost 5, and just did enough to scrap out some hard-fought wins. And so, you know, we take pride in the dual aspect of it. You know, it's been 5 years since we qualified for the state duels, and that was, you know, last year at our banquet speech, you know, my talk to the kids, and especially those seniors that graduated last year, you know, since in my time coaching in, you know, 20, 21 years, however long it's been, you know, that's the first group of seniors that I've coached that didn't get that opportunity during their 4 years. You know, we fell short of making it state dual, so they never got that experience. So, you know, I felt sorry for those kids that they didn't get that opportunity because, you know, going to the state duels is quite an accomplishment. And it's something every kid that comes through our program, we try to tell them, is you work hard and as a group and a class, hopefully you're going to get that opportunity in your 4 years. And, you know, as a competitor, you know, a long time ago at Winterset, that was one of my greatest as a competitor was, you know, we qualified dual 3 out of 4 years. I was in high school and we had the opportunity to win a state dual team championship. And, you know, I take a lot of pride in being a part and being a captain of a state dual championship team at Winterset in 1994. So a long time ago, but, you know, so we stress for our kids that we want to compete in a well, and those duels are important.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for them, and it should be a lot of fun. And I know you will hope to follow that up with a lot of guys getting the chance to keep wrestling there in Des Moines. You've got 10 of them on the mat here today at district competition in Glenwood. I guess your thoughts on you know, what you're hoping to see from your guys here today in district competition.
Yeah, you know, the 10 guys we've got wrestling today at district, you know, it really is focusing on one match at a time. You know, at 106, Aiden Smith has Jens from Harlan. We haven't had an opportunity to wrestle them, just kind of missed wrestling each other in the duel. Just, you know, teams trying to move around, and we didn't get to wrestle them at conference. At 113, Josh Hass has Vinny Mayberry from Glenwood. You know, a real tough wrestler, a returning state qualifier. 120, Cruz Weaver has Cale Peterson wrestling for Jefferson this year. Last year, he was a state champ. You know, he moved into Greene County, and so that's a, you know, you're wrestling a kid that's got a lot of experience, a lot of talent there at 120. 126, Ethan Fullman has Luke Friend. Again, another kid that's been in the state tournament, a senior. You know, that's going to be a battle right off the go, and you know, that's a big match for Ethan. 132, Easton O'Brien has Luke Musich from Harlan. Again, another returning state place winner. State qualifier last year, you know, a tough kid, senior, a big match for Easton to start his tournament. At 138, Dante Hedrington has Carter Drake from Carroll. You know, Carroll's got five or six real tough kids. They won that section up there. Drake's had an outstanding season, so that's going to be a big match for Dante right at the gun there. Brian South has Tate Mayberry from Glenwood. You know, Tate and Brian wrestled at the Dyer tournament here in Atlantic, you know, there right after Christmas break, and it was kind of a back and forth match with Brian, you know, kind of getting on top late in the match. But that's going to be a big match. You know, the winner of that's going to give themselves a good opportunity to get the state tournament. At 170, Caden Sussman, you know, Tyler, the Boulder kids wrestled 60 most season, moved up to 70. You know, Caden has real big goals, big aspirations. He's got to come out and you know, again, take it one match at a time, win that first match, and try to get to the district finals. 182, Jared Armstrong has Noble Hoyt, a kid from Greene County. We didn't get to wrestle him at our tournaments, but Jared's been wrestling real strong. Again, a big match. You know, we've got to be ready to go right away. At 195, Brandon Casey has Matt Schreery from Harlan, and they've went back and forth this season. Schreery winning you know, the first matchup in the duel, and then Brendan beat him at conference there. So, you know, our guys, we've got 10 guys there. You know, we want to come out and try to win 10 matches first round. That's our goal, and hopefully our kids are focused on that. And, you know, that's where, you know, where we want to be, and hopefully we'll come out and compete.
Yeah, it should be a great time. Action getting underway there at 11 o'clock down in Glenwood. We'll have some updates on the radio for folks if you're not able to be there, but we certainly hope there'll be a great crowd of support. And, Coach, we thank you for your time talking about your team, and we hope we have a lot of state qualifiers to talk about.
Yeah, we're hoping we can push some kids through, Kit and Chris. And if you're going down to districts at Glenwood, normally it's a noon start. So this year it's kind of a little different, starting at 11 a.m. You have to purchase your tickets online. If you go to the Iowa High School Athletic Association website, you can find the page to the hometown tickets link and free purchase your tickets before you arrive at the tournament. There's $6 online there, and hopefully we have great fan support, great fan turnout. You know, our fans, just last thing for a shout out to our fans that were there Tuesday night down in Creston. You know, the atmosphere was just outstanding. You couldn't be at a more electric high school event. And, you know, it was quite an experience for our kids. You know, they wrestled their tails off. They wrestled hard and they earned their right to go to state duels. So we're real proud of them right now. And like I said, hopefully today we'll have 10 kids come out and continue to wrestle hard and wrestle tough.
All right, appreciate it. That's Atlantic Cam head wrestling coach Tim Duff. Back with more on our Coach's Show in just a moment here on KJN.